People ask why I hollow the turn pieces instead of leaving them as shaped solids. There's an aesthetic answer and a practical reason. If you see the small hole and the narrow base and you go to pick the piece up, you're going to have an unrealistic expectation of lightness. The small hole on top and the balance point bottom suggest lightness, even though you know a block of wood is actually pretty hefty. But in fact, when you lift it, it is lighter than you even expected. There is a pleasing confirmation and delight in having one's anticipation so fully realized. Call it a surprise harmony of form and substance. Now, for the practical reason. Left as a shaped block, the piece would very likely split like a dropped watermelon. As the tree section dries, it shrinks. The shrinkage along the circumference is about 3 times more than the shrinkage along the radius. Drying and shrinking against the unyielding radius, the circumference will crack. It's physics. The effect of hollowing, however, is to remove the radius. In fact, the circumference can now contract and expand as the piece loses or gains moisture. If the walls are uniformly thin, the piece will never crack. It will breathe.